News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We're speaking a little bit earlier on about the numbers in terms of news aversion and news uptake in Ireland. And Dr. Niamh Salmon was telling us that one in five Irish people, according to the numbers, are subscribers to the New York Times. Text to say, are the Irish subscribers to the New York Times games skewing the media stats? Wordle and Spelling Bee are wildly popular, and the New York Times regularly has special offers for subscriptions to its games only. Well, David McRedmond, the chief executive of On Puss, is with us to talk about stories you may not have seen and analysis of some of those that you have. But given that he was previously the boss at what is now Virgin Media and is the son of a former newspaper editor, I'd say fairly immersed in media over the years. Do you believe those New York Times stats?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a subscriber to the New York Times.
A million people in Ireland in the New York Times?
A million.
One in five seems.
No, the gaming pages are huge. The games pages are absolutely huge. Loads of people follow them. Likewise, you know, Financial Times and Saturdays, people do the quizzes and things like that. It's great. Great income.
Have you been impressed by the New York Times' capacity to survive? Because there was a point where they looked like they were going like everybody else.
They've done really well online and really pushing their online. And I think they've done almost better than anybody else. And, you know, it's great to see a different way to generate revenue. And, you know, it goes back to a theory I always have that every company is dying. Every industry is dying. You need to find the next wave. And media is finding the next wave. Newspapers really are finding the next wave. If you look here, the Irish Times, the Indo, you know, they are really pushing their online. And you reach a tipping point. It's a bit like us in On Puss. Letters are dying, but parcels are growing really fast. And you reach a tipping point where the growth in parcels becomes more significant than the decline in mail. You reach a point where the growth in online subscribers is greater than the decline in print. And I love seeing it. I love seeing it. And I think, you know, mind you, I say that in a day that's a sad day with the demise of the Phoenix. And I think, you know, anybody in media should really feel regret around that, because many journalists started their careers in the Phoenix. I think they did a great job. Their business pages were absolutely brilliant. I honestly, whenever they wrote about a business I was running, I'm going, how the hell do they know that? And they usually know more than I did. And so for Paddy Prendeville and staff, really sorry to see it go, but thank you for all the work they did.
Now, let us move to some of the stories making the news today. One of them being that the Cabinet is to hear proposals to protect universities from espionage. This sounds like tinfoil hat territory, but of course, anybody who works in the third and tertiary level sectors will say that often you will have students from particular countries with questionable backgrounds attending their colleges.
I think this story is it's perfect for our age of anxiety, you know, to wake up in the morning and see that we're infiltrated with spies everywhere and spyware. I love spies and spyware, so I'm quite attracted to it. There is a little bit of a finger in the dam about this, you know, can you really stop it? On the other hand, you know, if a minister Lawless, what is he to do? Is he to ignore it? And no, there's no doubt we have to look at the impact of espionage in our society.
I get the sense that we seem to be a way of almost laundering spies, in that you come in, you get qualifications and network in an English-speaking, European-embedded college system, and it leaves you with a CV that if you want to work in diplomacy or in the EU or anything else, it is a door opener.
Yeah, or you know, there's spies in media, spies in postal, spies everywhere. You know, it's I think it shows that Ireland really needs to be so close to the EU in terms of defence. You know, cyber is a really serious issue for every company. We in On Puss are attacked, have a cyber attack every day, all the time. We have cyber attacks constantly, and one day one will get in. And you can keep throwing more and more people at it. But that's just a reality of life.
Do you have a sense from those attacks whether they are state actors or whether they are individuals seeking ransom?
Not really. Probably more individuals. I wouldn't say individuals. I mean, it's quite there's a whole corporate ecosystem around it. You know, it's very sophisticated, very organized. So look, you put up the defences, you have to put up the defences, but you also have to plan for the fact that someday something will get true, you know. I mean, I think in the US, really interesting, where I've just come back from, at the weekend, the US government intervened on Anthropic on their new product Fable, which was being made available to people. And the US government looked at it, and a day after it's been made available, they're going, wow, we can't have this. This is an opportunity for people to spy further or to do, to be malevolent with it. And they've banned it being sold directly into consumers. Now, that slightly plays into Anthropic hands. It brings in regulation. It also makes their product look really cool. But this is it. This is the age of anxiety.
Now, you are no stranger to doing deals and doing negotiations. What is your view on what we are seeing between Iran and the US? Because we heard at the start of the week, we heard yesterday that there was going to be a deal done by Friday. Now we're getting into the, some of the details, and we're hearing that the Straits of Hormuz won't be open with a fee, but they will. It won't be a toll, but it will be a fee.
Yeah, well, I think one person's fee is another person's toll. You know, it's fees and tolls and levies.
That's hardly open trade, though,
levies
is it?
And tariff. And again, this is the world we're in. Nothing is entirely open. I also think, you know, another, you could have a wry smile and say that President Trump has achieved a great victory ending the war that he started. And it does, it will probably go down as the most useless war ever, although we don't know what happened as regards nuclear weapons. Maybe there was very serious damage or whatever. But I think the notion that Iran is saying now will apply fees is really that threat that, you know, anybody in a supply chain can control things. Now, what actually happens is really big corporates, really giant corporates, find ways around supply chains. And so they'll all be developing. And you can see it already that the countries are thinking of how can we develop ways that the Straits of Hormuz can't be used, can't be hijacked again, whether by Iran, whether by the United States, whether by whoever. So that will happen. And you know, it happened in COVID around supply chains, and they're much more resilient. So I look,
but that's
I'm
interesting. So that means there is a closing window on Iran's capacity to use the Strait for leverage, because it'll take some time, I assume, to develop other supply
chains.
Yeah,
and I would, yes, absolutely. And I didn't do engineering, not least oil engineering, so I don't understand how it all works. I'm at the well beyond the edge of my knowledge.
Mostly
here.
Pipes.
You know, mostly pipes. But yeah, look, it's the ingenuity of people and companies and things to solve problems.
Let's go back briefly to where we were before, which was the models for the newspapers. Text to say you should be able to create a news an account of the newspaper, like for instance the Irish Times, and then pay per article instead of a subscription. For example, 25 or 50 cent per article. That way you can pay for the bits that you want to read, which of course was the original sort of iTunes model where you could purchase a song individually. Why did that never work for newspaper? Because some of them toyed with it and it never stuck.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a slightly diminutive view of what a newspaper is or what media is. It's not just the one story. It's the house style. It's how the stories come together. It's how they relate to each other. I hate press clippings. I don't like clippings of news. I like to know is, you know, I used to always have a boss who'd go furious about some story, and I'm going, it's on page 57 of the Herald, you know. it's not the front page of the New York Times. So you know, newspapers, and they're more complex than that. However, no, I agree with the caller has said, you know, sometimes you just want to read that story. But you know, that's the right of media to make money from its assets and to do it in that way.
David, as ever, thank you. That is David McRedmond, Chief Executive of On Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.